You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Since they started 5 years ago, many writers and critics have called the Grand Rapids folk band, the Crane Wives, the next big thing. Now members of the band have quit their day jobs to prove them right and break into the national music scene. The band is currently on tour with their new album, Coyote Stories. I spoke with Crane Wives' Emily Peters-Mark on leaving the comfort of their ever-growing Michigan fan base.
Oh, it's terrifying. I mean, like, these are crowds that don't know you, and you have to kind of win them over. And we've been very fortunate with the turnout in a lot of places that we've never been before. Like, we went to the East Coast recently, and we had, you know, people show up, which is, I mean, that's really all you can ask for. But more than that, like, they showed up, they seemed to enjoy themselves. A lot of them bought CDs. So, I mean, that's really what the game plan is for now, is just to continue to try and branch out to places that we've never been before and hopefully make enough of an impact that we'll be able to come back.
With a lot of the photos on your tour, you do hashtag come what may.
Yeah.
Talk about that attitude.
The come what may is actually a quote from one of our songs from Coyote Stories. It's off of the first track called Keep You Safe, which the whole song is about how sometimes you have to take risks because staying in and being safe, I mean, anything can still happen. So you're no safer inside than you are outside. You might as well go out and experience the world. And so we kind of kept that mentality for this tour because this is our first nationwide tour, and it was awesome. I mean, it was this brand new adventure, and being able to look at it like it is an adventure, I think, really helped.
And this new album, it's also a little experimental. You know, there's some electric guitar in there. Some parts are a little jazzy.
Yeah.
I remember reading an article that called you the folk band that couldn't decide if it wanted to be a folk band. Do you think that's true?
I love that description. Yeah, I think that we try not to define ourselves with like what has to fit inside as a genre. We have a ton of different musical influences between the four of us. So I think we encourage that to shine through.
And you and Kate have this great energy that it's really amazing that you guys have only been bandmates for 5 years.
Oh, we love each other. we actually met in college, and we were kind of fringe friends, not really very close. One summer, I had gotten a job at a Chinese restaurant, and Kate was looking for work. So we started working together. And it was the most miserable experience of my life, of either of our lives, I think it's safe to say. And so I think that shared misery really helped a lot in bringing us together as friends. And then the next logical step, obviously, was to play music together. And honestly, like, we've been so fortunate in that it's just very natural for us to sing together. Our voices can emulate each other in ways that I've never experienced with another singer. I think that we're on a great path. Like, it feels really good to be doing what we're doing. And I feel like right now we're just going to try and work as hard as we can to make this as sustainable of a lifestyle as we can.
I spoke with Emily Peters-Mark of the Grand Rapids band, the Crane Wives. You can catch the band Thursday night at 9 at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.